won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in New York getting more clues in identifying the person responsible for shooting and killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO. New surveillance footage released, and investigators hope it will lead to an ID.
They think he may have made too many mistakes to be a professional. At one point, he's seen at a Starbucks just before the shooting. He bought a water bottle and a couple of granola bars, leaving the wrappers behind. There was a cell phone that was left behind, and the authorities have linked that phone to the shooter. They believe it's his. Now, whether they've been able to get into it or not, we're not sure yet, but that would certainly be a key piece of evidence.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This after shares of UnitedHealthcare fell more than 5% in Thursday trading. The company has been coming under fire for its business practices. Folks in Northern California bracing for aftershocks after a 7-magnitude earthquake. The eastern half of the U.S. on alert for bitter cold and more snow. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January milk down 9 to 1901, February up 2 to 1910, March up 7 to 1922, April up 23 at 1916. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2.5 to 164 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks down 3.5 to 166 and a half, 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter was steady at 254, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.25 to 138 and a quarter, 8 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 70 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. No cash cattle trade has developed, so it came as no surprise that the live and feeder cattle markets were trading lower. The traders continue to wait for some type of fundamental support outside of what feeder cattle buyers have been doing in the countryside. Hog markets, meanwhile, they moved higher in deferred contracts on some technical footing after Wednesday's lower close. Midday pork cutout values were higher, but it still wasn't enough to help support the nearby contracts. December live cattle down $1.40 to $186.97. January feeder cattle down $2.02 to $254.92. December hogs down 7 cents to $82.42. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher on the day as the corn futures had firmer ethanol margins, and that helped to support the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans mostly higher as well. Soybean oil led to the product complex higher as well. Also, more sales to China at 136,000 metric tons. Wheat markets, meanwhile, mostly higher. MATIF wheat prices worked higher to support U.S. prices. December corn up 4.5 to 426.5. January beans up 10 to 993.75. December wheat up 8.75 to 546.75. Minneapolis wheat December steady at 568.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.78, January $3.81, new crop $3.74. Cash beans $9.14, January $9.19, February $9.14, new crop $9.17. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn $3.95, January $3.90, February $3.92, March $3.92. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.92, January $3.95. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.82, new crop $3.84. Cash beans $9.13, new crop at $9.32. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn $3.83, new crop $3.84. Cash beans $9.09, new crop $9.17. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 405, April 422, May 423, new crop at 396, cash beans 970, April 978, May 981, new crop 949. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 382, new crop 376, cash beans at 922, new crop at 934. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 199, Holstein fed cattle 150 to 175, market cows 94 to 120, bulls 120 to 150, calves 380 to 910, beef steers 175 to 400, Holstein steers 300 to 320, sheep markets, market lambs 175 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 230 and down, bucks 240 and down. At Sombrota, finished beef steers 180 to 190 and a quarter, finished beef heifers 180 to 189, finished dairy steers 165 to 173, market cows 94 to 117, market bulls 120 to 153. Hog markets, at market hogs 42 to 78.50, light sows sold up to 45, heavy sows sold up to 47.50, and boars sold up to 23. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48 with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in a driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down. May I help you, please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single burn. Jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Snow is falling, it's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me?
I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie a ribbon around yourself. No letter to send north to the pole. That's what I'm wanting this year. Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Christmas stockings. I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirit. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself.
Casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the water. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor. She jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled. Beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price.
We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. President-elect Trump is threatening the neighbors with tariffs. We'll have more coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
President-elect Donald Trump has laid out his vision for blanket tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Trump announced on social media that one of his first executive orders would be to slap an immediate 25% tariff on all Canadian and Mexican products entering the U.S. Trump's rationale is that such harsh economic sanctions will force the U.S.'s two neighboring countries to curb the flow of illegal drugs and migrants across America's northern and southern borders. Shortly after the president-elect shared his blanket tariff plans, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau contacted Donald Trump directly.
I had a good call with Donald Trump last night again, laying out the facts, talking about how the intense and effective connections between our two countries flow back and forth. This is a relationship that takes a certain amount of working on, and that's what we'll do. It was a good call.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum stated that her country would respond to U.S.-imposed tariffs with sanctions of its own, but warned the economic consequences would be dire for all concerned. The Mexican president went on to say that the main exporters from Mexico to the U.S. are factories owned by General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford Motor Company. So why apply tariffs that put them at risk? A political science professor at the University of British Columbia echoed her concerns. Max Cameron said that most of the daily trade volume within North America is through multinational companies that have facilities located in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
It's not clear to me that Trump has an understanding of how the economy works. Parts made in Mexico get used in plants in Kentucky. Same with Canada. If you're going to be imposing tariffs on everything that goes back and forth across the borders, you're going to raise the price on the things that you're selling to your own consumers.
But a Canadian-born author, educated and living in the U.S., thinks Trump may have a larger plan. David Frum is a political commentator who was a speechwriter for George W. Bush. Today, he's senior editor at The Atlantic magazine. Frum says that for Donald Trump, free trade between tightly integrated neighbors presents a winner-take-all scenario. Frum suggests that Trump's endgame might be to form North America into an exclusive trade bloc, where most outside economies can largely be ignored.
What Trump is about is we're going to retreat from free markets. Trump does not believe such a thing as a mutual gain from trade. There's a winner, there's a loser. Someone who dominates and someone who is dominated. And Canada is going to have to make some very difficult choices. USMCA becoming a protectionist bloc. At some point, Canada may have to choose between keeping open the benefits it gets from USMCA and trading freely with the rest of the world.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
with AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48 with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report as we are at the Global Dairy Conference this week. Coming up next hour, we'll have a check of that ag weather forecast, Dairy Radio Now, and also our newsmaker segments as well. That's all coming up next hour. Time now, though, for Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. For the full December auction lineup, visit steffesgroup.com. Economists at the University of Illinois recently took a look at the factors impacting the price of farmland over the next year, and their research reminds us that what goes up must come down. I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. For those of us who live in rural America, the rapid rise of farmland prices over the past 5 years isn't a surprise. It seems that every week we hear of another record or nearly record-priced land sale. But at the same time, more auctions are ending without a sale at all. How do these factors play out over the next year? Well, in Illinois, farmland prices have risen significantly in recent years, with values increasing more than 30% since 2020. However, experts from the University of Illinois Department of Agriculture now project a 3% decline in 2025. They say this reduction would bring the average farmland value in the state from $9,550 per acre this year down to $9,265 per acre next year. Such a decline does align with historical patterns and survey results from professional farm managers, 89% of whom anticipate falling land values over the next 12 months. The primary drivers of this outlook include rising interest rates and lower returns to rented land. Cash rents in Illinois rose to almost $270 per acre this last year, which was an almost 4% increase from the prior year. However, these experts do expect a reduction of nearly $8 per acre in 2025, which would mark the largest relative drop since the 1980s in cash rental rates. Lower commodity prices and high production costs are squeezing profitability, putting downward pressure on rents and, in turn, farmland values. Interest rates are another critical factor. The Federal Reserve continues to maintain higher rates compared to the past 10-year window, increasing the opportunity cost of investing in farmland relative to safer assets like government securities. Historically, farmland returns have closely tracked the 10-year Treasury rate, and if these higher interest rates persist, they could exert more pressure over land values. I'll be back with more after this.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Well, the research from the University of Illinois on farmland values was specific to that state's economics. It is a reminder that after several years of rapid price increases, farmland values nationally could be set for a modest adjustment. But with so many policy changes coming in the next year, farmers and investors need to keep watching this market closely. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group. See the full lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Ow!
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, JINGLE.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust. Mud. It's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle. He'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle. He'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane. Then he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronc and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
You heard about me loving you. Well, I never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas with his own hand brought down.
Texas. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
The fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden doesn't pull any punches about the possibility of a new farm bill coming out during the lame duck session of Congress.
Absolutely not. You're not going to see a farm bill at the end of the year, and you can thank Senator Stabenow for that. She was 2 years late getting the farm bill text to us. That's completely and wholly unacceptable from the Democrat-controlled Senate. Say what you want. Say that's political or not, but that's the truth. So Senator Stabenow was 2 years late getting us the text to the farm bill. And I say 2 years because they started working on the farm bill before I got elected to my first term of Congress. And we passed that farm bill last year. Is it a perfect bill? Absolutely not. Is it a great bill? It sure is. So you can lay that at the feet of the Democrat-controlled Senate, and that's just the truth.
However, that doesn't mean there won't be any assistance for farmers coming out of the session.
What we're going to try to do is there's a farm aid package that we need to get through and a disaster relief package we need to get through. And then we're looking at taking Title I and Title 11, so that's the commodities and the crop insurance, and attaching it to those bills. The reason being is that people are getting denied credit right now because they don't know if the money's going to be around there. And you know, you need to have farm insurance sitting there in case there is a huge event. The lenders want to know that they're going to be made whole if there's some event that's outside of the control of the farmer. So we're working on it. Take Title I commodities, so stabilize, get rid of that dairy cliff, and make sure that everybody understands that crop insurance is available so our farmers can get money lended to them.
That's Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. A Texas federal court has halted the implementation of the Corporate Transparency Act's beneficial ownership reporting requirements that included America's farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses. The court held that the CTA is likely unconstitutional, so it issued a preliminary injunction barring the government from enforcing the act and its reporting requirements against anyone. Before the ruling, small businesses that met certain criteria would have to file reports with the Treasury Department by January 1st or risk fines and criminal penalties. The preliminary relief will remain in effect until the conclusion of legal proceedings, at which point the court may enter a permanent injunction. In the meantime, the government is expected to appeal the preliminary injunction. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says unless and until an appellate court overrules or narrows the injunction, no businesses are obligated to comply with the reporting requirements. Congress enacted the CTA on January 1st of 2021. USDA's release of the 2024 farm sector income forecast shows lower income for U.S. farmers and ranchers. House Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Bozeman say the income update underscores what the Ag Committee Republicans in the House and Senate have been warning about for 2 years. America's farmers and ranchers are in serious trouble and the outlook remains grim, they said in a statement. From 2023 to today, row crop producers alone have lost more than $50 billion and stand to lose even more next year. In a company letter released this week by the state of Minnesota says Cargill will permanently terminate almost 500 employees in that state, which is home to the company's corporate headquarters. The terminations will begin on February 5th. Cargill recently announced it would cut approximately 5% of its overall staff after revenues took a hit in its most recent fiscal year thanks to a big slump in crop prices. Tyson Foods announced the closure of its Kansas meat plant. Over 800 employees will lose their jobs in Emporia, Kansas, as the company closes its marinated proteins and ground beef plant. Farm Policy News says Tyson has notified the state of Kansas in a recent letter. After careful consideration, we made the difficult decision to close our beef and pork non-harvest processing facilities in Kansas to help increase our operational efficiency, said a Tyson spokesperson. They went on to say, we understand the difficulty that this presents. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48 with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Starting to worry, I was finally getting up.
So why don't you send me your photograph? It'd hurt a lot less than taking you back. Then I could still have my favorite part of you. Cause you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart. You look so good, but the way things look ain't the way they are. Better say goodbye before this goes too far. Cause now I realize you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart.
Cause all the